Hey everybody, welcome, welcome. This is Sue Ellis-Soller, and this is Three's a Charm, and I'm waiting for the other ladies to come in. We're having a total Mercury retrograde afternoon today. So, hi, Melody.
Hello.
Yes. So, you just got here, and I'm waiting for Michelle, too, and I'm just telling everybody that... Yeah, it's been a retrograde day for me today. Like, my computer,
I woke up late. I was almost late to the radio show. I woke up late because my alarm, it went off, I guess, but it was on my phone and I ended up sleeping on it. So I couldn't hear it.
That's not good.
So no.
Hey, are we on now?
Yes, we are. So,
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, welcome. So, ladies, hi. Sorry about the rush.
Oh, not a problem.
It was bound to happen one of these days.
Yeah. Did we lose Sue?
Hello, Sue. Are you still there? I don't hear.
Okay. So, Sue. No, we don't hear you, Sue. Can you hear us? Hello. So maybe we should just start talking until Sue can get on. You want to talk about who you are, Melody, and what
sure.
you do? Okay.
Yeah, I can start. Okay. While Sue's trying to figure out how to come back.
Okay.
I'm Melody Luna. I am a psychic medium. I am a card reader, dream interpreter. I can try to stretch this out, too.
Okay.
I also can practice psychometry. That's by holding an object and getting feelings from it.
Cool.
I'm also an empath, which means I feel others' emotions, which can be really hard sometimes. I mentioned, I think, last week's show that I made on my website, diaryofapsychicmedium.com. I have made empath coping cards. So for those who are empaths who are struggling, these cards can help you cope through the day. So let's say you shuffle a card and it'll help you realize not just inspirational things, but things like maybe you have to hold your favorite crystal today to get through the day. Maybe you have to check in with lunar cycles. Maybe your emotions are affected by that. Just little tips and tricks of the trade to help you get through that empath lifestyle.
Oh.
And so I just been working on that. Mm-hmm. And then I have like a little pouch for sale too on my website. It's like an empath. I call it an empath emergency kit. So you can put the little cards in there and crystals anytime you need to reach in your little bag to help you out.
I love that. I need one. I've got to get over to your website. So Sue's trying to get back on here and having some trouble. That's what we love about computers. They work and then they don't work, right? We like
mm-hmm.
that.
Maybe that'll be the topic today, retrograde.
<Yeah. laughs> she's going to try to call us on phone, I think. So
okay.
I hope that works. So I'm Michelle McKenzie, and I am a spiritual coach and a tarot reader, since the 60s, so it's been a bunch of years, and I'm claircognizant, so I just get information from various sources,
mm-hmm.
and I just seem to get the answers without really knowing where they come from. And right now, I'm reaching out to people who are looking to pull in their New Year's resolutions. And, you know, you create those resolutions, and in 3 weeks or 3 days, in my case, they are over and done with, and all you feel is shame because you didn't take them very far. So if you want help creating your 2018 goals, we'll call them goals, not resolutions, because goals means you've got something you're working toward. And we'll get together on the phone or Skype, and I'll help you create your goals, discover what they are if you're not sure, and then we'll just make the steps that you need to take one by one to reach them. So that's something that I'm working on right now, too. And
that sounds really fun. That's good timing, too, to get those goals done.
Yeah. I've seen some people doing vision boards lately, too. You know, I think a vision board is such a cool thing to have in front of you to remind yourself that you are manifesting your reality, your life, all the great things through your spiritual advisor, be that God or Vishnu or Buddha, the universe, the goddess. We're partners in this grand journey. So this is an exciting time of the year to start thinking about what do you want to see manifest in 2018.
Yep, and vision boards are great because you don't have to write out a long speech about it. You can just pick the pictures that you feel work for you and make it a craft project.
Yeah, yes, craft projects are fun. So it looks like Sue isn't going to be able to get on. And she is the master of the buttons.
She's the ringleader.
Oh, no. So we might have to just end this and come back next Tuesday. Or were we going to be here next Tuesday? I don't know.
No,
it's the day after Christmas.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think we said we weren't going to be here.
We were taking off.
And the Tuesday after that, we weren't going to be here either.
Oh,
so we're off for 2 weeks.
This
is a New Year's.
Yeah.
I think we're off for 2 weeks.
That's right. Well, that's too bad. We're not going to be able to take any callers because we don't have the magic buttons. So, and Sue can't get on. Her computer had restarted itself, and then I think it took itself out to breakfast. So she's getting very frustrated with this silliness. And it sounds like, let's see, she's emailing us saying it doesn't look like it's going to work tonight. So, Sue, shall we just go ahead and end this adventure? Okay. I'm thinking I can try rescheduling it like in 5 minutes. Oh, okay.
You can try
it. Okay. So, Sue, if you reschedule it for 5 minutes, should we hang up now and call back? But that will change all the link information. Colin is the same. Okay. So we are going to try this again, folks. If you're listening, don't give up on us. We are still putting up